I'm Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. And each week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic joins us, highlights a health issue, and explains how to deal with it naturally. And it's the beginning of December, Dr. Betty. What shall we talk about?
Well, you know, I thought I'd talk a little bit about inflammatory bowel disease. This time of year, where a lot of people sort of are introducing a lot of maybe different kind of foods into their diet around the holiday season, in some cases that can actually trigger for some people a lot of bowel issues, a lot of inflammatory bowel issues. So, you know, if you're someone who experiences issues, it's important to identify what the issue is. And there's two different kinds of inflammatory bowel diseases that I'm going to talk about. One is called Crohn's and one is called ulcerative colitis. And there's a little bit of a difference between the two. Unfortunately, there's no known cure for either condition, but I do treat it from a naturopathic perspective because there's many natural ways to actually ease Crohn's and colitis symptoms. We'll get into that in just a second. So Crohn's and colitis develop when the lining of the intestine becomes inflamed. But there's a little bit of a difference between the two. For example, sometimes patients will notice digestive issues, nutrient absorption issues, and even issues with eliminating, sort of going to the bathroom. And for example, there might be an urgency, or sometimes patients might even have diarrhea. So the two disorders share some of the common symptoms. Like I said, diarrhea, sometimes blood in the stools, belly pain and discomfort, weight loss, appetite issues, increased gas and nausea, fatigue, and anemia because, you know, people aren't absorbing their nutrients, and sometimes even joint pain. And there's differences between Crohn's and colitis. With colitis, ulcerative colitis, only the large intestine is affected. Crohn's disease can occur anywhere in the digestive system. In Crohn's, the healthy tissue can be intermixed with inflamed tissue, whereas in ulcerative colitis, it usually affects the entire area. And the inflammation in colitis affects only the inner lining of the intestine, whereas in Crohn's, we often see deeper layers. So in terms of real-life issues, often we see some similarities, like I said, diarrhea, rectal bleeding. And often with Crohn's, we see sharper pain and more intense pain than the cramping usually associated with colitis. So there are differences, and it's important to get it checked out.
So I'm going to interrupt you because we have limited time, and it sounds like such a big topic. Maybe since we've discussed Crohn's and colitis and what the differences are, you could come back next week and give us some of the thoughts or tips to look after it. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk about some natural ways to ease Crohn's and colitis symptoms.
Okay. And in the meantime, if this resonated with you and you want to talk about Crohn's and colitis and your basic health and deal with it naturally, you're welcome to call Dr. Betty Rosendahl at her clinic, Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic, and you have a 15-minute consultation either by phone or in person. The phone number, Dr. Betty?
It's 905-707-2001, and the website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001, thornhillnaturopathic.ca. There's a link from my website, marilyns.ca, under the sponsor expert list, under the Zoomer Radio. So you can reach any of the team and ask your questions and get your answers. And when it comes to dealing with your health naturally, think Dr. Betty Rosendahl. Thank you, Dr. Betty. And I look forward to continuing our conversation about Crohn's and colitis.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.